SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie says the kidnapping of her mother Nancy and the ongoing uncertainty about her mom's status are taking a terrible emotional toll on her and her siblings.
We are at an hour of desperation.
Appealing for any shred of help the public might be able to offer and thanking those who continue steadfast in prayer.
God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
Investigators say they have not identified any suspects or persons of interest in the case, although the family has offered to meet a ransom demand. Apparently, the kidnappers are not reaching out to the family. Republicans and Democrats are bitterly divided over federal agents wearing masks. This is Congress works to avert another partial government shutdown.
Facing Friday's midnight deadline, lawmakers are locked in a debate over funding Homeland Security. And a central question is whether to ban face masks by immigration enforcement officers. The House Democratic leader says unmasking the federal agents is a hard red line in the negotiations. But most Republicans say the current political climate leaves the immigration officers exposed to harassment if their faces and identities are made public. Greg Clugston, Washington.
6,000 San Francisco public school teachers manning the picket lines this morning.
It's the city's first such walkout in nearly 50 years. The strike comes after teachers and the district failed to reach an agreement over higher wages, health benefits, and more resources for students with special needs. The San Francisco Unified School District closed all 120 of its schools and said it would offer independent study to some of its 50,000 students.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 52 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 34. This is SRN News. Support for Israel runs deep in the Christian community.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 84% of respondents believe it is important for believers to pray regularly for the Jewish state. 73% think Christians should be urging the federal government to support Israel, and more than two-thirds feel it is incumbent upon them to personally donate money to Israel. Amongst the general U.S. population, support for the Jewish state is down a bit. Michael Harrington reporting.
Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood are making headway. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations performing abortions. At the federal level, Congress has also passed a measure prohibiting Medicaid dollars from going to any clinics that perform the procedure. This is SRN News. A late legendary Hoosiers basketball coach will be honored by the university whose teams he led to titles.
Indiana has announced plans for a bronze statue of former coach Bob Knight. The school says the statue will be in the lobby of Assembly Hall, where Knight led the Hoosiers to three national championships. School officials say Knight's statue will be placed next to another one honoring the 1976 title team, the last undefeated national champion in Division I men's basketball. It will be funded by a longtime basketball donor who wants to remain anonymous. I'm Mike Hempen.
A 16-year-old student has been shot and wounded in a high school in the Washington suburb of Rockville, Maryland. The victim was last described as being hospitalized in stable condition. A suspect, another student, is in custody. Rockville police say they're still searching for the gun used in the attack. More details, SRNNews.com.